Pheasant hunting has long been a tradition in Wisconsin. Introduced in the 1800s, the bird flourished in the state until development decreased their habitat a century later. The Department of Natural Resources is taking steps to remedy that. This year, the DNR is stocking public hunting grounds with 40,000 pheasants, more than twice last year's amount. Assistant upland ecologist Andrea Mesera explains.
That's too why we changed the pheasant stamp requirements and where some of that money is being spent, because we had a lot of hunters that wanted to see more birds stocked on public hunting grounds.
The annual commemorative pheasant stamp is a big generator of revenue for pheasant management and habitat restoration. Recent legislative changes in the pheasant stamp now allocate $6 per stamp towards stocking the animals for the fall hunting season. This means a more than 40% decrease in monies for wild population development. Hunter Jerry Davis says the legality of that is questionable.
First of all, they were of the intention that all of this money for all of the stamps, the duck stamp, the trout stamps, would always be going to habitat work. And this year now, this marks a significant change in which the habitat stamp is being used for something quite different. I suspect that someone's liable to put a challenge out.
Increased complaints by hunters led to the almost $3 raise in cost for the pheasant stamp, as well as the DNR's plans to expand the game farm program by another 20,000 birds in 2006. Aaron Seith, Wisconsin Public Radio.